grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. God of glory and love, peace comes from you alone. Send us as peacemakers and witnesses to your kingdom, and fill our hearts with joy in the promises of salvation. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Please be seated as we listen to the words proclaimed.
The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah, the 9th chapter. Rejoice greatly, O daughter Zion. Shout aloud, O daughter Jerusalem. Lo, your king comes to you. Triumphant and victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. He will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off, and he shall command peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to your stronghold, O prisoners of hope. Today I declare that I will restore to you double. The word of the Lord. Let us pray Psalm 145 responsively. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
The Lord is good to all, and his compassion is over all that he has made.
All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your faithful shall bless you.
They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power.
To make known to all people your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and gracious in all his deeds.
The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down.
Glory to the Father.
The second reading is a reading from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 7th chapter. I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate. Now, if I do what I do not want, I agree that the law is good. But in fact, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I that do it, but sin that dwells within me. So I find it to be a law that when I want to do what is good, evil lies close at hand. For I delight in the law of God in my inmost self, but I see in my members another law at war with the law of my mind, making me captive to the law of sin that dwells in my members. Wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 11th chapter. Jesus spoke to the crowd, saying, "To what will I compare this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to one another, 'We played the flute for you, and you did not dance. We wailed, and you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Yet wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. At that time, Jesus said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I think half of the Christian world chooses that verse, those verses, for their favorite verse. The other half choose Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, as favorite verses. Both Psalm 23 and these verses from Matthew are good news of great comfort, good news of easing our burdens and sharing our troubles, good news in this promise of Jesus. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Does anyone here not have a burden? Anyone not have, because I know a few people that have extra to share, so if anyone has a need. No, I never see any hands asking that question. It seems that we all have burdens or have had burdens in our life. And Jesus says to us who are carrying those burdens, come to me, and I will give you rest. When I lived in South Dakota, I learned an interesting fact. On the northern part of South Dakota, Highway 12 runs straight east and west across the state, and it's dotted with little towns along that northern tier. And the towns are exactly 16 miles apart. And the interesting fact I found out is this highway that follows the railroad track is that the steam engines could go 16 miles before they would need to stop and get more water. And these water stops ended up being built up and becoming little villages. After the first service, Lee Boyd told me that, look at the California map, and you'll see that the mission establishments are exactly a horse ride apart. So you could go from one mission to the next and stop with the horse, a good rest stop. The automobile, after that was perfected now, we don't have to stop every 16 miles or every 60 miles. We can go quite a distance. But those old Model Ts needed to have a rest every once in a while to let the radiator cool down, especially in mountainous areas or across the desert. So you ended up with little towns, little villages being growing up along those rest stops every 16 or 23 miles, which is how far the car could go, 23 miles, before it would need to stop and cool down a little bit. Those towns today still provide a needed rest stop, a place to stop and get supplies or food for the journey. So let the radiator cool down. Think about this time of worship like a rest stop, a time for rest and refreshment, a time where we can stop and let our radiators cool down, a time where we can get our spiritual tank filled up. Think about your Christian fellowship and personal prayer like that rest stop as well. We need these times of rest and refreshment that the Lord brings to us, that our time with the Lord brings us. It's so necessary for us to have these opportunities to come to the Lord and to put down our burdens for a while. We need to have our batteries recharged. We need to let our radiators cool down and our spirits lifted up. I heard a parent say to one of the children during coffee hour, cool your jet. It's a little more contemporary than letting your radiator cool down, but the same idea. Just take it easy. That's what time with the Lord is, a time to cool our jets for a little bit. We all know about burdens. Some of us know way too much about burdens, but we all know about burdens. Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. So what are the burdens that weigh you down? Last night I watched some of the Live 8 concerts. This was a worldwide concert that was held last night or yesterday in 10 different countries around the world simultaneously. Well, not exactly, I guess. Some places in the world would be a different time. But anyway, 100 different entertainers presenting this concert to raise awareness of world poverty. Now, Wednesday this week, the G8 summit convenes in Scotland. And the 8 powerful men who will sit down at the table have been presented with a plan that would, if they all agree, would help eliminate poverty. The plan is to raise the debt, or to eliminate the debt level, to increase funding, and to make fair trade laws. And that burden of poverty can be lifted. Poverty can be made history in some of these countries. Some of the statistics that I heard last night just really hit my heart very hard. 30,000 children die every day for lack of food and lack of simple medication, like anti-malaria drug and very simple medication. 30,000 a day. That's one child taking its last breath every 3 seconds, another child dying. And this can be eliminated if we can agree. If these 8 men at the table at the G8 summit agree to this new policy, poverty can be eliminated. That burden can be lifted. And that's one burden, the burden of poverty. Think of the worldwide AIDS crisis, where whole countries are devastated, with over a quarter of the people in certain countries in Africa living with HIV. There are, it's a statistics that are just mind-boggling. There are places in the world where decades-old civil war still are being fought, where there's political oppression. There's heart disease and cancer and other kinds of illnesses. There's infidelity and addiction. There's troubles at work. There's unemployment. There's trouble with your kids. There's struggles with your neighbors. The burdens that we carry can be listed on a very long list. There are burdens that we all carry, and burdens that we are weary of carrying. And Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Reminds me of that contemporary parable of the footprints in the sand. You all know that story, the two sets of footprints that you see in the sand, and then there's only one set of footprints. And God says, that's when I picked you up and carried you. I lifted you up when your burdens got difficult. Jesus says to us, I will give you rest. But resting isn't a permanent state. The signs, when you pull into the rest stop off the highway, there's big signs that say, overnight camping is not permitted. You may not stay here. You have to leave again. This is a rest stop. Only for a time. You can't make this your permanent lodging. A rest stop is only for a time. It's not for a permanent place. It's just to let your radiator cool down. It's just to get enough water to continue on the journey. It's enough to regenerate your spirit, to have enough energy for the rest of the journey. And if you stay there, you'll never get to your destination. There was a poster in my college dorm room that said, even if you're on the right track, you'll get run over if you just sit there. We do have to keep moving. That the rest stop is not a permanent place. Rest is part of the invitation that Jesus invites us to. But the second part of the invitation, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Jesus says, learn from me. That word learn that Matthew uses is translated, we translate it to learn, but it's not learning just by listening. This kind of learning is like apprentice learning. And you know, if you would be an apprentice, you learn by doing, by watching and following an example. So Jesus invites his disciples, and we who are his disciples today, Jesus invites us to learn from him by watching what Jesus does and following his example. And so what does Jesus invite us to do? Take my yoke. A rest stop gives us a chance to see that the burdens that we carry are not our own. We don't have to carry our burdens by ourselves. There's somebody right beside us offering to carry our burden with us. Someone who is yoked to us. Someone who wants to share the load with us. We don't have to go it alone. Jesus invites us to let him carry our burden with us. The yoke that Jesus was thinking about when he's talking, most common type of yoke in Jesus' day was a double yoke, one that two oxen would put their necks into this yoke and share the load. They would pull together. They would be teamed together. So when Jesus says, take my yoke, what he's saying to us is, be my yokeman. Be a team with me, and I will help you carry your burden. Jesus isn't promising us a burden-free life. Jesus isn't promising to take our burdens away and let us stay forever in the rest stop. Jesus says, I will carry the burden with you. I'll take the other side of the load. Let me put my shoulder underneath that load and carry it with you. All we have to do is step up with Jesus. He's wanting to share that load with us. He's promising to walk with us. He's not promising rest as permanent non-activity, but he's promising that he will refresh our souls when we come into his presence. He's promising to walk beside us and to be yoked to us. Our burdens will be easier when we're yoked to Jesus because we have someone to share that burden with. I go to a place to do exercise a couple times a week, and there's a machine in this place, this torture chamber, that is it's supposed to build up the muscles in my legs. And the machine is a yoke, and you get underneath it and stand up with this weight on your shoulders. And then you sit down and stand up with this weight on your shoulders. And I want someone to help me with it. I want someone to stand behind me and lift it up when I'm standing. Of course, that's not going to strengthen my legs at all, but it would sure be a lot easier. And every time I bend down to get into this machine, I think, Jesus saying, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Well, not at the gym, but maybe at us. But someone to help. And that's what Jesus promises. Not to take away the burden, but to help. To lift it up. To help us with it. Jesus says, I am gentle and humble of heart. And the kingdom that Jesus came to establish is based on that humility and that gentleness. That's the yoke that Jesus offers to share with us, that yoke of humility and gentleness. The prophet Zechariah that we heard in the first reading talks about that same that same kind of gentleness, the king coming riding on a donkey. Not on a horse, not on a chariot, but a humble animal. The king who comes in gentleness. The Savior who invites us in gentleness to take that yoke, to share that burden, to be seen with him through our journey. We have to keep learning what it means to have a gentle heart and how to rest in the Lord, how to walk with Jesus on that journey. Our culture tells us to give in to some of those false dependencies that result only in wars within us and wars outside of us. Addictions, obsessions, hatred, and lies. But that leads to a heavy burdened life. But Jesus invites us to come to him and to have rest. To be yoked to Jesus, that means declaring our independence from all that is false and all that is evil. We will find rest for our souls in making a declaration of dependence on Jesus, who is the truest rest for our souls. It would be nice if we could stay at the rest stop, but that's not the way it is. We don't stay here at this rest stop, but this is where we come to mourn our sins and hear the words of forgiveness, hear the words of grace and love. It is here that we come to this rest stop to be nourished on the word and to be refreshed and renewed, to be restored, to have our spiritual tanks filled up. We're supported and encouraged by our Christian friends in this fellowship. We are fed on the body and blood of Jesus, nourished and strengthened for our journey that takes us from the farm to the cross, yoked with Jesus who helps us carry our burdens in all of that long journey in our lives. Here at this rest stop, we hear his promise. Come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. Find yourself yoke to Jesus.